Louise McSharry in for Ryan Tuberty, and Dave from Ryan's team. This week, my team.
Your team. I'm on team Louise this week, definitely. Yeah, I should get t-shirts. Team Louise.
Please do.
How are you?
In fact, I'm now aggrieved that you haven't already done that.
I'll get a few printed up. How are
Great.
You?
I'm good.
So listen, a bit of a breaking story this morning happening.
This is amazing.
Well, it's a funny one. I was on a flight recently this month, actually. I was flying home from Ibiza. So I was flying from Ibiza into Dublin on Aer Lingus. And you know when you take out the little menu in front of your chair that has the Pringles and the tato and the cup of tea, mm-hmm. and you're finished reading that, so you have to move on to something a little bit more challenging, you take out Cara Magazine.
This is, of course, the opening segment of the flight when you're required to have all your electronic goods.
Exactly, turn all that stuff off. So once that's done and you're waiting for your scalding hot tea to be delivered over you and not spill it on somebody who's asleep beside you, and buying a little bottle of wine. So I was reading Cara Magazine, which is their in-flight magazine, which actually is normally quite good. Yeah. They've got some interesting stuff in it, you know, and they might have stuff on the places that you're going to visit or different cities you've been to. So anyway, there's a little piece in the magazine, and because I'm always on the lookout for stories and picking stuff out and tearing things out of magazines.
Such a good man.
Yeah, I have a file on my desk with loads of clippings that I should probably get working on. But this one pricked my ears because it just had a little thing, and it was about kind of the history of Aer Lingus and different things that had happened over the years. And it said, 1975, on June 11, the first birth took place on board an Aer Lingus aircraft on a Boeing 747 called the St. Patrick, operating between Luanda and Lisbon. The upper deck lounge became a birthing chamber when the birth was attended by a doctor on board and assisted by one of the Aer Lingus cabin crew who had nursing experience, and the baby was called Patrick after the aircraft. So here was this flight on June 11, 1975, going between Mozambique and Portugal, and a baby was delivered on the flight. So I was like, that is amazing, especially that the baby is Patrick and he would now be 39, 40 years old if it happened in 1975. So I took out the clipping. So sorry to Cara Magazine that there's now a ripped and destroyed magazine still on one of the flights.
Well, it's yours to take, Dave.
That's true. It's mine to take home. That's complimentary. Thank you, girl. Thank you, Aer Lingus. So I held onto the clipping, put it in my file on my desk and thought that would make it either a great documentary or else we should try and track down this kid, Patrick, who is now a man who was born on the Aer Lingus flight. So I thought, okay, I'll do something about that, but you know yourself, other things
get in. I
put it in the file. So then my sister lives in Dublin, and somebody called into her house the other night who had worked in Aer Lingus and said to my sister, by any chance, because she knew my sister's name, and she said to my sister, by any chance, was your mother an Anne Sherry who worked in Aer Lingus back in the 70s? And my sister said, yeah, she was. And she said, was your mom on the flight from Mozambique to Portugal when a baby was delivered on board the flight? And my sister said, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because the woman had worked in Aer Lingus, who was a neighbour of my sister's. She had an original cabin crew staff sheet, as in the log sheet from the original flight, that had been put up on Facebook, because Aer Lingus and the people who were working that flight at the time were trying to find all the crew that were on that flight and trying to find baby Patrick, who was the baby that was born. So my sister rang my mom, and my mom said, yeah, I was on that flight. I was because she was listed at Mrs. A. Sherry, and she was listed as cabin crew, and she was on the flight. So what happened was, at the time, 1975, Mozambique was seceding from Portugal because it was a former colony, and then 1977, a civil war broke out in Mozambique. But before that, Portugal said, let's get our people out of there.
Yeah.
They're citizens, they're expats. It's right down in the southeast of Africa. So, and then as well, they were taking refugees out. So they chartered an Aer Lingus flight that had been in Lisbon at the time. It went to Mozambique to, I think, Beira, not Luanda. I think Aer Lingus had it wrong in the Cara magazine. So what they did was then they flew everyone back, but the flight had engine failure. It had to divert to Rhodesia, as it was called at the time, which is now Zambia. And somewhere over Zambia before the plane landed, Patrick was born in first class, may I add.
What an entry to the world.
So as soon as I heard this, I phoned my mom and she said, I said, how come you never told us this? Yeah. You're always talking about other stuff.
Yeah.
Sell us the interesting stuff.
Yeah, we've heard all the boring stuff.
Yeah. So like when she met movie stars and planes and things like that. So she was there on the flight. She went up into first class. She said it happened kind of very quickly. So I don't know whether they had champagne on board or whatever, epidurals that just were able to pop this baby out. But yeah, baby Patrick, his surname is Luiero, apparently, because Aer Lingus had been trying to find him. Now, as it happens, just, I was only talking to my mom about this yesterday, but Aer Lingus are having a lunch today for the cabin crew and pilots of that flight in 1975. Of the 16 crew, they managed to track down 12. One is living in Australia, I think the co-pilot, so he's not available. One person has since died, and I think the pilot has died as well. But so they have nearly all of them, and they're having a lunch today, and they found baby Patrick.
No way. They
found the kid. So he's now 39, he's living in Portugal, and Aer Lingus have flown him over for the lunch today. So I'm going to phone Aer Lingus now and try and get Patrick on the phone.
What are private. Can I just? And
I'm going to ask him. Does he remember? Does he remember my mother?
Yeah, exactly. But can we just have a moment? What are the chances that you read this story in the magazine and that then some neighbor of your sister's happens to make the connection between your her name and your mom's name?
It's
and
insane.
That it turns out that you're actually involved.
I know. And there I was sitting on a flight, just reading the car. But it's truly is the 6 degrees of separation. I mean, yeah. We're, the Irish, I think it's about 2 degrees of separation. Yeah. We're so good at doing it. I mean, it's insane the way it works. So it is amazing, but it's just cool the way it worked out. But the best comment on the Facebook Aer Lingus page was, oh yeah, you can find a baby that was born in 1975 in a plane, but you can't find my bleeding bag.
Of course. That is also so Irish. Okay, very good. Well, yeah, I'm going to go try and get on the phone.
Well, yeah. Apparently he's in a hotel in Dublin. He's going to a lunch in the Radisson Hotel later today, out by the airport.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see if I can get him on the phone.
Dead right.
Yeah. I'll try
off
and do that.
Pop.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
All right,
thanks,
bye.
Dave. What an incredible story. That really is, though. I mean, I can't get over the chances of all of those various different things happening in that sequence. Thank God Dave Sherry is here, otherwise we would never have known about that story. Anyway, we'll see. Hopefully we might be able to talk to Patrick as the show goes on. Dave is good at this stuff, so I have my fingers crossed. Now, earlier in the show, Dave Sherry from the team in here came in to tell us this incredible story about that he had read in Cara magazine on an Aer Lingus flight about a baby who had been born on board an Aer Lingus flight in 1975. Through a bizarre series of coincidences, it turned out that Dave's own mother had been an air hostess, well, that's what they were called at the time, on the flight, and had been around for this whole thing, and that there was actually a celebration of the event taking place in Dublin today. So the baby was named Patrick, and Dave went off to try and find him, and Patrick is on the line now. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you, Patrick?
Fine, thanks.
So this is an incredible story, the story of you being born on an airplane.
Yes, it's true.
So you're here in Dublin today to attend a kind of celebration of this event that happened.
Yes, I'm celebrating with Aer Lingus.
Mm-hmm. And so where do you live now, Patrick? Where do you live now?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, yes.
So you live in Portugal now, am I right?
Yes, I live in Portugal.
And
I live north of Portugal, Caminha. It's a small village just in the frontier with Spain.
And is Patrick a common name in Portugal?
No. Patrick, it comes from the name of the plane.
Exactly. And what were your parents doing on an Aer Lingus flight in 1975?
My father was a military in Portugal. Mm-hmm. Then he's taken to Mozambique. Then with the revolution of Portugal in 1974, they needed to get out of Mozambique quickly. Then it's happened in 1975, and then it's happened every the story.
So is this a story that your family have told many times over the years?
Yes. Yes. A little baby, I used to understand every story.
Yeah. You're probably famous in your family for being born on a plane, I would imagine.
Yes, it's not common, and is the story to speak every time.
Yeah, every time. I get it. Every family event. So, do you like flying, Patrick?
Yes. Is flying is very very special for me, and I don't have the time to fly more times, but it's something I like to fly.
And I heard that you were born in first class. So
yes, is in first class, and helped with the triple agent.
So what a fancy beginning for you. So Patrick, thank you very much. I know it, English obviously is not your first language, so I appreciate your effort.
Thank you.
Good luck with your celebration, Patrick, the Portuguese man who was born on an Aer Lingus flight in 1975. Thanks so much. What a lovely man. And imagine you were, like, if it was the other way around and you were, you know, a normal Irish man and your name was Jose or something, that's a terrible stereotype, but I'm afraid I'm just not very expert on Portuguese names, and you were looking, you know, your pale and freckly self for your whole life with that name, explaining to people, well, I was born on a Portuguese plane, it's gas. Well, fair play to Patrick. I hope they have a lovely celebration today. Now,